Leo's insights are presented to challenge, inform, and encourage you in your quest to break free from school-based approaches to education. Building upon a foundation of unschooling, we sincerely hope these insights help you to consider how education can be truly unlimited.
Let's focus on what to expect at the primary level. If we describe the primary level as starting when the child is ready to read, that could be anywhere from age 4 to puberty. Bearing in mind that dyslexics are late bloomers, they can actually start reading post-puberty. But do not worry, they usually learn to read and very quickly surpass age-appropriate expectations. Also to be considered is an elusive thing called readiness. Obviously, as a child grows older, there is a greater capacity for learning, but let's not get in a rush. There's plenty of time to learn the foundational skills of communication and mathematics. It has been shown that these skills take around 100 hours to learn. Once a child is ready, why does it take 6 to 9 years in school, you may ask? The answer is related to daycare provisions for working parents. Also, consider that the modern junior high level is actually repeating the basics, perhaps at a higher level, but it is largely a repetition of skills in preparation for the next stage of learning. I am of the opinion that if students completely skipped junior high and entered directly into high school, they would do just fine. Once again, school needs to fill in the time as they also function as daycares. Unschoolers need not spin their wheels in this way. So what should be done regarding bookwork during the early primary years? Nothing. Let your children play. As they demonstrate readiness, go ahead and provide them opportunities to learn, but avoid needless, boring repetition found in most school-based curriculums. Have them learn concepts and move on. There is no need to make students relearn what they already know, unless, of course, you want to play school at home, which is most certainly not recommended. As students reach puberty, most will start to demonstrate a readiness for higher learning. This may be more so for girls who generally reach puberty before boys. Boys, on the other hand, may initially demonstrate a readiness for two main subjects, eating and sleeping, until they have completed most of their physical growth, at which time they will quickly catch up and maybe even surpass their age-related female counterparts. The first and foremost rule for primary education of children is relax. Have faith. God does not make mistakes, and everyone is equipped to learn what they need to learn when ready. That is what unschooling is all about.
We trust you were blessed by today's presentation. For more helpful information to guide you in your home education journey, please visit educationunlimited.ca and leogaumont.com. Be sure to like us and share us on Facebook.